With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A program designed to build confidence in young girls while teaching them mountain biking skills is returning for its fourth year in Rhinelander, and it's expanding. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
The National Little Bellas organization teaches girls as young as seven various mountain biking skills through riding trails and playing games on bikes. Val Foley is the Little Bellas program lead for the Rhinelander area, one of only three chapters in the state. She says while they're learning things like bike body separation on color powder day or improving their braking skills during a game of sharks and minnows, they're also gaining confidence. Foley says it was with these goals and the one of getting more girls into a male-dominated sport that was the basis of the Little Bellas organization.
We need to empower them through the use of mountain bikes. We'll teach them skills through games and having fun. They'll learn how to get along with other girls. They'll meet new friends, and they'll learn to ride and increase the female presence in the mountain bike community.
Little Bellas offers a weekly program for girls ages 7 through 13 every Sunday starting May 11th through June 22nd. They'll be held at either the Washburn Trail System or the Northwood Mountain Bike Park. New this year, Little Bellas is offering a week-long half-day camp at Windman Trails in July for 8 to 11-year-olds. Foley says the idea came from the Little Bellas organization.
They like the Windman venue. They said, this is an amazing set of trails. They've got the most beautiful trails. They're premier for this area. And they said, why not do a camp up here and we'll see how it goes. So they decided to launch one this year. So I'm kind of excited about that because Windman's one of my favorite places also.
While there is required gear and a fee for both programs, Foley says neither of those should prevent girls from participating. Financial assistance is available. Little Bellas will ship bikes to Rhinelander for girls to use during the duration of the program. Foley is also collecting donations for her to purchase bikes directly for the Rhinelander program.
I would let these bikes be loaned out during the programs and then keep them until the next year and let someone else use them. We want various sizes of them.
Foley encourages getting girls registered for the programs sooner than later. Space is limited. You can register at littlebellas.org. We have a link at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A teenager wanted in connection with a double murder in Taylor County has been found dead in Price County. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says 15-year-old Caden Haddon was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound inside the Chevy Impala police had been looking for. He was found early Saturday afternoon. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says their investigation showed Haddon was responsible for the deaths of 24-year-old Josh Mann and 23-year-old Rebecca Mann. They were found dead at their residence on County Road M in the Taylor County town of Pershing last Wednesday. The Taylor County Sheriff's Office says Haddon acted alone in the killings. New warning labels mandated by the government may soon appear on alcohol products. The labels will alert consumers to health risks, including cancer. Andrew Wong, a radiation oncologist with Aspirus Health, agrees with adding the labels.
Any time that the American public is consuming a product that can cause cancer, I think it's important for us to know. On top of the cancer risks that alcohol can cause, really the primary deleterious effect of alcohol is its organ damage.
For years, some studies indicated that moderate alcohol use had some benefits, but Wong says those studies had a flaw.
So many patients who were drinking zero drinks were doing so because they were advised to completely abstain because they were so unhealthy. So when those patients were removed from the analysis, they actually found that there was no beneficial effect of alcohol, that even a low amount resulted in a higher risk of death.
Wong says moderation is key for those who choose to drink. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. Republican-ordered audits have found that Wisconsin state agencies and the University of Wisconsin system didn't track total spending on diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. State auditors released the reports Friday as President Donald Trump pushes to end federal support for DEI programs. The audit found that neither UW nor the 15 state agencies that were examined specifically tracked how much each spent on DEI efforts in the 23-24 fiscal year. However, the audit estimates that tens of millions of dollars was spent on such initiatives. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has pledged to end diversity efforts in state government, saying that such initiatives are cancerous and that he wants a society that is truly colorblind. Environmental Protection Agency Director Lee Zeldin issued guidance to limit federal protections for wetlands recently that environmental advocates say will lead to more pollution in the Great Lakes. The definition of waters of the United States in the Clean Water Act is an ongoing point of contention between farms, businesses, real estate interests, and environmentalists. The EPA's rollback of the Waters of the United States rule this month follows the Supreme Court's 2023 decision in Sackett v. Environmental Protection Agency. The court ruled the EPA's authority extends only to wetlands with a continuous surface connection to the rivers, lakes, and streams that are protected as navigable waters, that remove protections for many areas that flood periodically. The new rule could limit when such businesses need to obtain water quality permits. Turns out Mom was right. Eating your veggies is good for you. That's good news for Michigan, which ranks 7th in the nation for fresh fruit and vegetable production. More from Crystal Blair.
New studies highlight the benefits of a plant-forward diet on gut health. The research shows eating mostly plant-based foods rich in fiber, like broccoli and lentils, supports a healthy microbiome. And it says people who eat fewer plant-based foods may face higher disease risk. But University of Michigan microbiology professor Eric Martins acknowledges that some people, including those in the studies, find it difficult to transition to a plant-forward diet.
They experience GI pain, bloating, flatulence, things like that. Kind of sets up the dilemma that, you know, sometimes making an abrupt shift to a healthier plant-based diet causes GI consequences that turn people off.
But there are benefits for those who can stick with it. One study from Ireland found that a plant-rich, low-processed diet based on the habits of rural residents of Papua New Guinea improved people's cholesterol, blood sugar, and health heart levels in just 3 weeks. For the Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.